Results are available now on the ARRL Field Day website and in the December issue of QST. It's never too early to start making your plans, though, for 2025 ARRL Field Day. That will be held on June 28th and 29th. On Armed Forces Day in May of 1971, 53 years ago, two amateur radio operators working as WZ6SNI activated San Nicolas Island, IOTANA-066. 61 miles offshore, San Nicolas is the most remote of the Channel Islands off the coast of Southern California and is owned by the U.S. Navy. Now, weather permitting, Will Costello, WC6DX, has been authorized to be active from San Nicolas Island, November 8th through the 12th, 2024. He's taking a Buddy Hex antenna for 6 to 20 meters and a 100-watt rig for island chasers in Southern California, Arizona, and Southern Nevada who may not be able to hear because of skip. He will also take a Buddy Pole antenna for daytime use on 40 and 30 meters. Operations will primarily be single sideband and CW if conditions deteriorate due to solar flares. QSL instructions will be on WC6DX's QRZ.com homepage after the operation. 2025 Dayton Hamvention will be held at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio on May 16th, 17th, and 18th. The theme for 2025 will be Radio Independence. Dayton Hamvention is the largest hamfest in the country. You can find tickets and more information at www.hamvention.org. Amateur radio YouTubers are scheduled to host a telethon to benefit the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. The event will be hosted by Josh Nass, KI6NAZ, on his Ham Radio Crash Course channel. The live event will be on Saturday, November 30th. Several generous donors have stepped up with a challenge grant to encourage other radio amateurs to donate to the ARR Education and Technology Fund. Look for more details coming soon. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. From the AMSAT News Service, we have a wonderful story about AO7. Most think that the oldest operational satellites are Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. Yes, indeed, they are old. Both launched in 1977. However, AO7 was launched on November 15, 1974.